see an iron weighbridge outside in the road, but they weigh the coal wagons on before they brought them up here to the brewery. You see iron weighbridge there, and that's where they got we two together to fight one night after we come out of school. George Reed and I. Oh, George Reed was only telling I here the other day outside this door. Mm-hmm. My man, we...
Hey? Who was the first man?
He said, because my man, we had to fight on the weighbridge on the bonds. I said, ah. He said, I didn't want no more they. I said, no, I don't fit you this. I said, I didn't want a lot more on neither. He had it, because he was near, down here, see, I was taller. That was where our first fight was. There used to be Ipe after then. That's what Diddy guys used to sit all day. We used to have a gypsies camp here then.
Yeah.
All along Purvisville, up Lansdowne Lane, all along that ditch. Used to camp here then, about there. Diddy guys.
Did he have much trouble?
Peg makers. No, no, not much trouble.
They didn't fight then?
No. Used to have gambles with them.
Yeah.
Anybody in the village could aim a stone further than he got summons a month or two ago. Or one of his sons, Smith. Sepp Smith or Peg Smith, one of the two. Anybody could fling a stone further than him, they give him a sovereign. Nobody couldn't beat him. 185 yards. Just stand still and fling. Certain stone, and they'd have their own weight. If you could beat it, they'd give you a pound. They couldn't be beat. And we had to fling from there down to Old's place. From Ted Smith's pub right down to the garage. Past that, if you could. No, couldn't. No, but mine, you did miss a lot of stuff when they finished camping about here. A lot of stuff was missing.
Yeah.
You couldn't get nothing about here. It was gone. Before you got there. From the quarry up here. That's when you saw Robert Bomb was in that.
Tell us what happened
then. Well, we was up there one Sunday afternoon, see? And we'd been having a game of pitch and toss in the old quarry. We got fed up, we either got broke or something, couldn't go on no further. And there was old cart stemmed up, the old quarry cart stemmed up there. Said, come on, we'll have some fun now. We take one of the wheels off, or no, both on them we took, both on them across, of course we took them both off. And we rolled them down over the side then. Took both the wheels off. One went one way, the other went the other. So the one might come straight down this way. He comes straight down through edges, ditches, banks and bunks, and landed up down here in the village. And the other one has come down. He come down to Purvis Farm, jumped the two edges, crossed Lansdowne Lane, and landed in a 20-foot ditch. Just missed father and daughter like that. Cross the lane. Of course, we was all ever worrying about it. Wasn't fine or nothing. They had us. Wasn't fine. So, what we had down the court, when they had us down the Western Court, they said we want the wheel took back. Both on them. Both wheels had to be took back. We all got together. It was in the winter, about November or something like that. Not as cold and frosty when we took them back, but not when we let them down. When we let them down was about September, August, September, when it's nice weather, you could get up in the quarry. So what we done, we all got together and got a barrel, Bert Bongi, said, vote so and so. I said, I'll get down the man's yard and I'll get one of the bars, a long iron bar, he said, and put through the axle and a piece of rope and we can all pull on. He acted like axle for us. Mm. And we all pulled and got him back up the quarry. Said, do you want to put on? No, didn't want to put on the cart. Wanted them took back and led down the side of the cart while they come up on. Well, that's what we do. That's how we got out of that lot. Mm-hmm.